USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are as many as 8 boys have now been brought out of that flooded cave in Thailand where they'd been stuck for about 16 days. 4 boys were brought out yesterday, and reports are 4 more were brought out today by divers, which would mean 4 more and their soccer coach are still inside. Sky News correspondent Sally Lockwood says getting the boys from inside to outside is no quick event.
It takes the rescue divers 11 hours in a round trip to reach the boys and get back out again. And that requires 3 canisters of air. So air canisters have to be placed strategically along the route for them to refuel, on the way to collect the boys and get back out again.
President Trump set to announce his Supreme Court nominee choice in an address to the nation tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
FBI agent Peter Strzok will testify before a congressional committee this week. Strzok's lawyer saying that the agent will appear before the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday. He gave 11 hours of closed-door testimony to Congress last week. Strzok working on investigations into Hillary Clinton's emails and Russian meddling in the 2016 election and indicating in text to a co-worker that he had an anti-Trump bias. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Chris is now meandering well off the coast of the Carolinas and is expected to strengthen today. Forecasters say Chris could become a hurricane late today or tonight. As of 5 a.m. Eastern time today, the storm was located about 200 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, with top winds of 60 miles an hour. Whatever the weather, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The death toll nearing 100, dozens more people still missing from mudslides and flooding after torrential rains in Japan. The rescue effort still going on, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The rains began Thursday and continued through Sunday in many areas across western and central Japan. Most of the deaths have occurred in Hiroshima Prefecture. In rare emergency warnings, Japan's meteorological agency described landslides, rising rivers, strong winds, and lightning strikes caused by what it called historic rains. In a 24-hour period ending on Saturday, more than 22 inches of rain fell in Motoyama. 1.6 million people were evacuated from their homes, and another 3.1 million are on high alert and urged to do so. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said at an emergency center that authorities were in a race against time.
And JetBlue crew members being praised after saving a French bulldog on a recent flight. 3-year-old French bulldog Darcy was on board the flight from Florida to Massachusetts when she started having breathing problems. The dog's tongue turned blue and she showed signs of distress, so JetBlue crew members provided the owner with an oxygen mask for Darcy, and within minutes of having the mask on her face, she became alert again and the symptoms eased. Her owners say they're forever grateful to that crew. For USA Radio News,